Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I praise you. I give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I pray, oh God, that you would take complete control. Father God, we know that, God, we cannot do nothing without you. But with you, we can do all things. Lord, I pray that you would heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Lord, let a fresh anointing fall on this broadcast on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn them to the book of Mark, the 4th chapter, and the 36th through the 41st verse. That's Mark 4, 36 through 41. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And awake, and they awakened him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not? Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is, who's in your boat? Who is in your boat with you? But I want to read Mark 4 and 36 in the Amplified Version. So leaving the crowd, they took him with them just as he was in the boat. In Mark 4, Jesus and his disciples were sailing across a lake when they were caught in the night wind storm. The disciples panicked, thinking that the boat was going to capsize, so they woke Jesus up. But you know what Jesus did? Jesus rebuked the storm, and everything calmed down. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? I mean, why are you scared? Come on. Do you still have no faith? Now, they had seen Jesus perform miracle after miracle, and they had the Son of God in their boat. But they didn't realize the wind and the waves couldn't stop the God who created the wind and the waves. So, once again, who's in your boat? Who is in your corner when things get rough? Who can you call on in the natural to pray with you or to pray you through when you are going through a difficult situation? Who's in your boat? This is a self-inventory message on this morning. Now, these disciples travel everywhere with Jesus. They seen Jesus work a miracle after miracle. They seen Jesus heal the sick, raise the dead, open blind eyes, made the dumb to talk. They seen him cast out demons. But when a little wind and wave shook the boat, now Jesus was resting, they got hysterical and upset and woke him up. And Jesus said, okay, why are you scared? Where's your faith? People of God, there are going to be times when you're going through something, because you could talk faith all day long. It is easy to talk faith and to be on cloud nine when things are going good. But what happens when things are going bad? Come on here, somebody. When your faith is tested, and oh yes, your faith gonna be tested. If not every day, but honey, it's gonna be tested. But where is your faith? Because the same God that also brought you out of the situation back then, he the same God that would do the same miracle right now. God never changes. Come on here, somebody. We do the changing. God never change. So, who is in your boat with you? Is it your friend? Is it a psychic? Come on here now. Is it the horoscope? Who is in the boat with you? Are you worried about something? Even though God is right there in your boat, why are you worried? Let me tell you something, people of God. When you worry, you are doubting God's power in your life. When you pray and when you give it over to God, you may feel the situation is not getting any better. Or you may feel that God is not moving fast enough for you. So then what you do? You take it right back. So when you take it back, God can't do nothing with it because you done took it back. So what God is going to do? He's going to step back. Come on, Shantarariyoboshe. He's going to step back. He said, okay, you got it now. So you handle it. Let me see what you can do. People of God, he has already promised that those winds of the opposition cannot stop you. The sickness cannot stop you. Injustice cannot stop you. The people trying to scandalize your name, discredit you, what the enemy meant for evil. People of God, God is turning it around for your good. God had delivered a message on Sunday. He spoke to me. He said, what the people is going through, it is not for them. It is not only for them to build their faith up and believe in me, but it is for somebody else. Simple, the title was, it is not just for you. Because what are you going through? It is, thank you, Holy Ghost, a testimony for somebody else. Come on here, somebody. To let them know what you're going through, that our God is getting the glory out of it, that our God is working his ultimate power through us in this trial. Come on here. Who can I encourage you that the God who controls this entire universe is right there with you? He has never left you. And he also promised you he will never forsake you. He loves you. Everything you go through, people of God, God knew before you went in it that this particular trial was going to come to you on this particular day. But the key is, that's why we got to pray. Not only when we're going through something to get out of the situation we're in, but we got to pray in the most holy faith, and we got to pray in the Holy Ghost, because if we pray in the Holy Ghost, it is building us up. It's building our faith up. That's why I say you got to take time out to pray, because when a trial comes, it won't shake you. You will not be surprised. You won't be weary. Why? Because I'm prayed up. I'm already prayed up. Mm-hmm. Because I can speak the word, and then that trial will do what I want it to do. Huh, come on here, somebody. Somebody better catch that. Because when you pray, and when you build yourself up, the fiery darts what the enemy is throwing, it will not touch you. Come on here, somebody. You got to know the authority that rests within you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you. People of God, you have to start thanking him that he's fighting your battles. That's the problem. There are battles that we choose to even deal with. It's some things I don't even deal with, because to protect my peace in this season, it's some things I do not even deal with. People of God, in this season, choose your battles. Choose your battles wisely. Come on here. Start shining where you are, being your best in spite of the difficulties that lies ahead. Be your best in spite of the difficulties that are ahead of you. I just had to repeat it again. Be your best despite of the difficulties you are facing. Be your best. Praise him in spite of who is in the boat with you. Oh my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There is no reason to be afraid of what you're going through. You don't have no reason to be afraid of anything. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Because why? He is with you. Come on here, somebody. Who is in the boat with you? Ooh, so when things get a little bit shaky and you don't understand what's going on, still rest in the midst of your storm. Hey, thank you, Holy Ghost. When the storms of life are raging against you, still rest. Just like Jesus did. He rested. Even when the winds and the waves was cutting up so bad, Jesus was resting. Because his Father was with him. And he was trying to tell the disciples, rest. Because God got it all under control. He got it under control. That thing you worried about, God got it under control. Let us pray. Father, thank you that no matter what sort of storm of opposition comes against us, you are with us in the boat. That you are controlling the winds and the water. Father God, we believe you will still the storms and protect us and get us to the other side. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to meet me Saturday, June 25th at the Women's Day program at St. James United People's Church. That's Saturday, June 25th at 10 a.m., Women's Day program. And the title is "The Blood Will Wash You White as Snow." Until we meet again, be blessed. And remember, I love you, and God does too.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020, and 3 weeks later, I started having long-term problems. I used to be able to dance all day, but now just getting up gives me chest pain. I can't comprehend words at times. It's honestly been an even scary journey.